Welcome to the GCSE French Study Guide podcast. In this episode, we're focusing on Paper 3, the speaking exam, and how you can respond to questions with confidence to secure top marks. I'm your host, and I'll be your guide, sharing examiner insights to help you shine. The speaking test can feel daunting, but it's your chance to show the examiner what you can do. It's all about communication, not perfection. Today, we'll break down how to handle any question that comes your way, use a range of tenses, and give developed, impressive answers. Let's begin. First, let's talk about the core concepts. You need to be able to handle different types of questions. Some are closed questions or questions fermés, which usually require a oui or non-answer. For example, tu aimes le sport? But never just say yes or no. Always add a reason. Oui, j'aime le sport parce que c'est bon pour la santé. Then you have open questions, or questions ouvertes, which start with words like quant or comment. For qu'est-ce que tu fais le weekend? You need to give a more detailed answer. This is where you can show off your vocabulary and structures. The examiner will definitely ask pourquoi questions. This is a direct invitation to give your opinion and justify it. Use parce que, car, or à mon avis to introduce your reasons. For example, if asked why you like a certain film, you could say, à mon avis, les acteurs sont excellents et l'histoire est fascinante. Finally, to access the highest marks, you might be asked a hypothetical question like, que ferais-tu si tu gagnais au loto? What would you do if you won the lottery? This requires the conditional tense. Si je gagnais au loto, j'achèterais une grande maison. A key part of showing off your skills is using different tenses. You must talk about the past, present, and future. Use time markers to signal these changes clearly. For the past, use phrases like l'année dernière or quand j'étais plus jeune and the passé composé or imparfait. For the present, maintenant or aujourd'hui. And for the future, demain, le week-end prochain, and the future proche, et la blaïsha, alleth infinitive, or the future simple. Now for some top exam tips. Don't be afraid to use fillers like eu, alors, or ben to give yourself a moment to think. It sounds much more natural than a long silence. If you don't understand something, ask. Pouvez-vous répéter, s'il vous plaît? Is a full sentence, polite way to ask for clarification, and you won't lose marks for it. A common mistake is giving simple, short answers. Always extend your response. Add an opinion, a reason, or an example. Another pitfall is over-relying on simple structures like say or il y a. Try to vary your sentence starters. Also, watch out for the auxiliary verb in the passé composé. Is it avoir or être? Getting this wrong can confuse the examiner. Ready for a quick-fire quiz? Let's test your recall. 1. How do you ask the examiner to repeat the question?
Pause.
Pouvez-vous répéter, s'il vous plaît?
2. What are the three main timeframes you need to use to get the best marks?
Pause.
The past, the present, and the future.
3.
What's another word for parce que to justify an opinion?
Pause.
Car. Great job. To summarize, the key to success in the speaking exam is confident communication. Handle all question types from simple we/non to complex hypotheticals. Extend your answers with opinions and justifications. Control the conversation by using a range of tenses and time markers. And don't be afraid to use fillers or ask for repetition. You've got this. Thanks for listening. Check out the full study guide for more worked examples and detailed tips. Bonne chance!